Fillon resigned herself to the fact that argument was useless. Her husband could be a very stubborn creature.
Your father's right, Mira. You'd only slow him down. We'll get a nice naming party organised while he and Dana are away. Then, when he's made a real river dog of our baby, we'll name him properly, like any other Redwaller.
Mira took to the idea eagerly.
Yes, the moment you set off, Dad, we'll get organising with Friar Bob, Drog Sailor Hog, the Formole, and Sister Alkanet. I can start gathering mushrooms and scallions for pasties. Mama can get the ingredients ready for her fruit and honey cake. And we'll ask Drog if he has a cask of strawberry fizz.
Fillon held up both paws against her daughter's onslaught.
Enough, enough! I'm starting to feel worn out just listening to you. We'll make a start after your father's left. When will you be setting off, dear?
Rilflag took an old travelling cloak and fashioned it into a carrying sling across one shoulder. He selected a stout ash-handled spear, which would double as a travelling stave.
As soon as you've packed some food and drink for two warriors, enough for 3 days should do. We don't plan on wasting time at the wayside, do we, Dana?
From his mother's arms, the baby otter gave a rough squeak. Rilflag nodded in his direction.
He said no.
All three burst out laughing. Down in Cavern Hall, the meeting of Redwall councillors was about to begin. A supper of spring vegetable soup, new baked oat bread, and wedges of white cheese studded with hazelnuts, with October ale and apple flan, was being served to the councillors seated around the big table. Formal Brawl, Craig Abadjimum, Brother Hoban, Friar Bob, Sister Alkanet, and Drog Sellahog were present. Brother Hoban indicated an empty seat as he recorded the members' names.
Where's Rilflag this evening? Any beast seen him?
Craig leaned forward to accept a tankard of October ale.
Otter business. I think he's got to take the little un for some ceremony or other. You know the way he is about otter rituals. Anyhow, I'll make his apologies for absence.
Friar Bob tapped the tabletop with his ladle.
On with the meeting, then. Sister Alkanet?
The sister was a thin, severe, no-nonsense type of mouse. She bowed formally to the others and began.
Friends, this abbey has been without abbot or abbess for far too long. I suggested this meeting so that the situation might be finally remedied. Have you any ideas?
Formal Brull held up a sizable digging claw. It was unusual for the moles to have a female leader, but Brull was solid as a rock and full of good common sense. She was liked by all.
Yer, I don't think it important. A abbey be running nice and smooth on a Cregor Badger, mum. Nope, amiss with her. She am good.